Good morning. I'm Pastor Amy Little, and today is the second Sunday in Easter, April 7th, 2024. Our lessons from today are from Exodus 14 and John 14. Fear not, stand firm, and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will work for you today. For the Egyptians whom you see today, you shall never see again. The Lord will fight for you, and you only have to be silent. Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may also be. And you know the way to where I'm going. Thomas said to Jesus, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Israelites' exodus from Egypt is the quintessential story for our Jewish brothers and sisters. It is also a precious story for Christians. After King Pharaoh of Egypt reluctantly let Moses' people go free, they entered the wilderness to head toward the promised land and came upon the barrier of the Red Sea. It was a watery dead end. God hardened Pharaoh's heart so that he thought to himself, what have I done in freeing the slaves? Or how dumb was I to let free labor just walk out of town? So he gathered all his troops, chariots, and weapons, and he went after them. Pharaoh's army caught up to the Israelites at the edge of the Red Sea. Understandably, Israel was terrified, even to the point of questioning the Lord. What have you done to us? We would have been better off slaves than dead people. Moses tried to calm their hearts by reassuring them that God is a God who makes a way where there seems to be no way. Fear not, he urged them. Stand firm and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will work for you today. For the Egyptians whom you see today, you shall never see again. The Lord will fight for you. And you have only to be silent. We know how the story continues. With God's mighty power, Moses struck the water of the Red Sea, which parted into two columns, and the Israelites walked through to safety on dry ground. Dry ground. Just think of it. The ground wasn't muddy. There were no puddles to navigate. It was absolutely dry. Not only did God make a way for Israel, but he made it so there was no mistake about who is in control of the universe. Moses' words are for us when we feel stuck between the proverbial rock and hard place. The Lord will fight for you, and you only have to be silent. Easier said than done, right? We aren't great at silence. We're talkers who like to solve our own problems. We aren't great at letting God be God, but he promises us that he will fight for us because he loves us. Fast forward to Jesus teaching his disciples about what God can do, saying, do not be troubled, believe in God and believe in me. I will go and prepare a place for you. He promises, and he tells the 12 that they know the way, to which Thomas, the doubter, says, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? Jesus assures them that if they know him, then they will know the Father and also know the one who is the way and the truth and the life. Friends, the Lord in his mercy goes before us in this life, whether it's to cross a sea to safety or through a trial we aren't sure we can bear. He is with us always and makes a way when it seems like there is no way. The ultimate way with Christ is salvation. life with Him, now and forever. These words bring us comfort when we feel like we're at a dead end, or a roadblock, or a giant hurdle put in our path. We don't do this alone. We can't. Instead, we lean on Jesus. Trust Him. He will fight for you, and He will prepare a place for you. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we follow You, but we can only come at Your bidding. No one can make the ascent without You, for You are our way, our truth, our life, our strength, our confidence, our reward. Be the way that receives us, the truth that strengthens us, the life that invigorates us. Amen.